All right, now, I ran across something a while back, a conversation you and Bob had about the lampstands. And,
wait 1 second. Hold on. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yes. Yes.
We told you we were going through the lampstands. We told you. And here he is. He showed up. We told you.
Now, did you say it earlier during the show?
No, we showed it to you the other day.
Oh, okay, right. It's Brian.
And we said it was going to get covered. Yes, we're going to get covered. And then guess what showed up? He showed up.
Okay, good.
So let her rip, let her chip.
Nice little trick there. Okay. Let's see here where do I want to start. Let's see. Get ready for this, Bert. Look how much we've been learning today, Bert. Look how much we're learning today, Bert. Now we're going to get this. What? Got a half hour of shit coming. Here it comes. Get ready.
All right. Now we want to start. We want some Bert in a little bit too, so cue him up. Get him ready, because he's got to come through here too. Go ahead now.
Right.
Ask your questions and be very clear and be short. Don't do the long version, because we'll never let you finish it. Just get it slow and easy. We'll go through it. You're going to do good.
This is you and Bob interacting. Bob, you're talking about the beast, and Bob says, the beasts represent environments that you interact with, social. And Ian says, and then you have to gauge regarding. Let's see here. Ian, ain't that fun, though?
Okay, wait.
You have the 20 and four elders.
Wait. Stop. You have to engage, therefore. You have to engage, okay? The point of engagement means you got to stand your ground, you know, that the stand your ground capacity. Know what you're dealing with. Okay, good. We want to be clear because we don't want to do this twice. We want to get
You don't have to engage with it, but when you engage with it, you get roughed up a lot by it.
That's right.
It ain't fun, though, that you have the 24 elders and the beast around the same altar. Bob, there are aspects of what makes up a person. Ian, very good. Those are regulations, R-E-L-E-G-A-T-I-O-N-S, appropriately.
Regulations.
Okay. So, Bob, right, so the candles would be representing your relationship to other than this world conditioned spiritual states. Ian, multi-world conditions. Bob, multi-world. See, I don't think this has ever been said before. Ian, yes it has. Bob, no, maybe it was said, but nobody has pinned it down to be able to say, like, when Bob gets it, we get it. Ian, okay, the beast represents social conditions which are is in power, so to speak. Ian, pretty much.
Hold on right there. Now stop. This was said a moment ago. Do you understand? Way back. Just now, you're starting to see these environments that represent the beast. For example, we're actually giving the android meme poise and flavor, saying, why are y'all giving facial book all your information? Why are you twatting your Twitter or twitting your twatter? Why are you doing that? Why do you have your crooks and nannies on the internet? If everything you give to it is giving it to the beast. That's the transcendental position that's being laid out then. It didn't make any sense then. They just laid it off and they just blah, 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 blah. They don't know shit. They were just writing down words. That's all they're making time. But now you have proofs in the pudding that these outside, inside ramifications is indeed the beast taking on the moniker of the Android meme. Pretty spectacular. Pretty good.
Okay, now I finally found what I was looking for. Bob, so we agree the archetypes of the elders, you could find wise people in other worlds, so you could find elders in other worlds, or are we talking about cultural? Ian, we're not talking about elders in other worlds. We're talking about elders around the throne when you come into your place of power. Bob, right, but I'm trying to, the candlesticks represent other worlds around the throne. Ian, no, it does not. Who said that? Bob, you were saying the lampstands represent multiple worlds. Ian, no, we didn't. We said lampstands, this is the part I'm getting to, represent the light that shines through your world in the place of, in your place of on the throne ascended. And if you, if you'll read what the different lampstands were representing, it told you explicitly, detail by detail, what those lights were. So I want you to explain that, the lampstands and these lights and what they are.
Okay. The easiest way to describe it and to parse it, you're going to parse like a parsec. You're going to divide this into the lights or electricity or electric lights or electrolytes or something of that level is a way to illuminate a capacitation of a throned experience. Okay, you got the rings and the arms. They all stand out with the crucifixion, the cross business. All that represents is that your rings and arms is where that activation takes place. But there's a bigger picture. There's a transcendental experience outside of just the relative place of condition. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. You have.
I'm not sure I understand it.
No, I know, we know, we know, we know, we know, we know, we got that. We said some words, but we're making sure we lay a foundation that's clear.
Okay.
This is the part, hold on. You have the churches, you have the lampstands, they represent things, okay? You have the vile judgments, they represent things, okay? You have all those, the two harlots. You have the whole business all laid out up to down in the sets of sevens. But we say go laterally and they'll connect. Those different lampstands are different frequencies of condition that are illuminated at different levels. And so the questioning kept going back to other worlds and other places and other things. And we said, no, 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 no. The throne may not necessarily be in this realm either. And you won't know the difference. But as long as you make it to your coronation, those electric lights will guide you to your 4 and 20 eldered experience of engaging the coronation on your throne. Now, if you compare the notes that we said earlier with these notes, all of a sudden somebody better have a amen moment as it kind of goes along. Now, Bob still doesn't get it, but then Bob's never going to get it, so that's all right with us. Don't worry about that. Bob's still going to make it. But if you take the lamp stands in the representation of the fullness thereof, in the witness of the 4 and 20 elders, you have a conditional response. Now, if you had this response without the lamp stands, without the electrolytes about, you would never, ever, ever be able to tell or prove in a proofed condition that you were God. The lampstands provide the conditional response to prove your lineage. They prove your godliness. So when, because otherwise, here's what's going to roll along. We're going to go after a little bit, and we're going to quit fucking with these little folks because we're done with it anyway. We're going to get on with it. We're going to say, are you a God? And if you say yes, we're going to talk to you. And if you say no, it's going to be bad because we ain't going to talk to you. Right?
Right.
And if you say you're God and you ain't, we're going to prove it. We're going to show you how to prove it. No more free poker. Got to ante up. Belly up to the bar, boys.
Well, I'm definitely a God, Ian. There's no doubt in my mind about that one.
Great. And that's wonderful. And we are talking to you.